His love endures forever. 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 His love endures forever.
Sing praise, come on.
Sing praise. Sing praise. You are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever.
Yeah.
Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us,
yeah.
Forever.
I'll say that again, forever.
Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever, forever.
Praise today, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you what. I tell you the way the Spirit of the Lord is moving and working. I didn't know that Pastor Shirley and Brother Danny and them were going to have all these scriptures. But you know, our theme that Pastor picked out, Pastor Jerry, was the harvest is white. The pastures are green. Restoration is coming in 2015. Amen. Hallelujah. Think just a minute. What do you need to be restored in your life, in your family? Hallelujah. God's going to do it. Amen. He provided the means. And you have with your bulletin, I decided to put hope scriptures. Hope, biblical hope means to expect. So we're expecting it. Did you come expecting today? Or did you just come because you know you needed to show up and you know you needed it? Did you come expecting something to happen? See, when you come expecting something to happen, God will honor that. The pastor from up in Columbus said the expectation of miracles. No, I didn't start it right. The expectancy of miracles. No, that's not right. I used to say it all the time. It's the, anyway, hallelujah, I'll think it. I was right. The spirit of expectancy is the breeding, the atmosphere of expectancy is a breeding ground for miracles. See, if you don't expect it, why are you standing and believing for it? You need to get up every morning. I was at somebody's house, and they were sharing that things hadn't gone exactly as they'd planned in a situation with their husband, and said, you know, we prayed for him to be healed, and it just hadn't anything, haven't seen anything yet. And I said, you get up every day expecting it. I said, don't you give up your hope. You get up every day. Because I knew she wasn't ready to hear a thing about, oh, well, you know, you got to use wisdom when you're sharing with people and where they've been taught. But I said, honey, you get up every day expecting God to have healed your husband. You do it every day. Amen? We've got to expect it. We've got to believe it. Because hope is here. Come on, church. Hold on. Hold on.
I just wanted to share how the Spirit's working. I've got this ceramic chicken that's got a chalkboard that you write things on, and you're supposed to write what you're cooking, but I don't write. I write scriptures or whatever. And so we was having a New Year's Eve party, and so I cleaned it off because it had to give thanks for Thanksgiving. I had never changed it. So I just prayed about what should I write on here? And I put 2015, the year of restore.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want to tell you that are listening online, hope is here. Amen. Come on, church.
Hope is here.
Shout the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come.
Jesus saves.
Mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us.
Jesus saves. Hope is here. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade.
Jesus saves.
Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the dark of night.
Jesus saves. Free at last. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Praise the shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We're singing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Praise the shout to let all that Jesus saves. You save, you heal, restore, reveal your Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Praise the shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Oh, sing it out and shout till the whole world knows his name. Jesus, sing it out and shout till we will know your name. Jesus. Jesus.
The name of Jesus, church, praise him today. Worship and magnify. The hope of the world is here. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reach down and lifted a turn. You came a running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love, your love. You're the
takes place in our lives today. We get filled being together, two or more together. He's going to fill us, restore us, renew us. We're going to go out of here to face this week strong and dynamic and energetic with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's worship and praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remembering, you know what? I know this next song is been around a long time, but the first Sunday of a new year, I have to challenge you again. Are you going to believe this year or are you going to settle? You hear my question? Some of us have been settling. Are you going to believe or are you going to settle? Yes, sir.
Two or three things. This week, my first check, they changed our insurance at Stevens. And for $27 more out of my check, one of the things I'd been worried about or trying to concern about was the insurance new law. Anyhow, I got coverage of health insurance on my wife and kids, $100,000 life insurance on me, and cancer insurance on the family, and vision insurance, but for $27 more than I was when I was concerned about how I was going to pay it weekly. And I think it's all God that they were able to do it with Houghton's and combine and the way things changed around. Next thing is, next generation's getting it too. CJ had an opportunity this week that he thought, well, it might have been gone after Christmas, and the opportunity was still there. And he said, well, it might sound strange today, but I think that's all God, that the opportunity was still there. I said, no, that's not strange at all, son. But he's getting it too, that it's not lucky. It's a blessing. And then we had a blessing that somebody paid for a room over at State Park for us this weekend. And Sarah wrote notes on the bedside table that have a blessed day on one note, and the other one was what you do matters for the cleanup people there. So on our own, nothing. So the next generation's getting it too. So anyway, you talk about hope coming, there it is in the next ground.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we just worship and magnify you. Father, I thank you for the anointing that's on our children and on our youth, Lord God. I thank you that they're going to declare your word. Father, it's just going to be so much a part of their lives. They cannot, that it'll just come out naturally, Father God, as they declare and they recognize who you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, church, we agree. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Standing at a mountain, come on church, you know this, that you know you cannot climb. The enemy's approaching, you hear him coming from behind. There's trouble all around you, there's no place to run away. But there's a voice that's deep inside you, yeah, will say it's time to stand in faith.
I dare to believe that miracles happen,
yeah.
That mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He's much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
There are miracles inside you.
It's just a mustard seed of faith. But by the mighty hand of God now, you know the tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, it can never keep you down.
No.
'Cause soon the life of God inside you, yeah, will come breaking through the ground. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen,
yeah.
That mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Come on now, church, you ready? Come on.
No matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, you just keep trusting Jesus. You'll see it won't be long that God is right. And the doubters are wrong.
Oh, I dare to believe,
yeah, that miracles happen.
Yeah.
That mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, so don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
No, don't be afraid. Come on.
No, don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. Yeah.
there to believe you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, we dare to believe you. And you know, we celebrate the wonderful Jesus Messiah. Name above all names. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. Because of who he is, amen. Our Messiah and what he did for us. Let's celebrate him today.
Became sin, who knew no sin, that he might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing.
Jesus Messiah, name above all.
Redeemer, Emmanuel.
we praise and sing unto the Lord this morning, church. Praise him, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you may be seated because during this song, every once in a while, what we have you do is, if you get the prayer request sheets ready to pass out, ushers, and so that if anybody has a specific prayer request, we've got a cross back there that says Dare to Believe. And you're welcome to go back during this time and hang it on the cross. And when you put it on the cross, you're leaving it with Jesus. And you're coming back knowing that God's in control and he's going to take care of whatever needs you've got. If it's somebody you want to see saved or somebody you want to see healed or some kind of financial need or just a restoration of some type in a family or in a relationship, you write that down and you put it on the cross, and during our prayer time, we'll pray. Raise your hand if you want to write something down. Pastor Shirley will get these to you. bless the Lamb. Brother Glenn, I think it's time now. We want to show. I found a video, a short video. We need someone to get the lights, I guess, don't we? Some of the light. Are the lights okay on? Or? But I want you to watch this. It's like after Christmas, then what? Okay? So I want you to, everybody to listen to it, please. Or watch it.
Save look.
Well, we couldn't get the sound going, but you watched the picture enough to see, in the midst of taking everything down and putting everything up, don't forget Jesus Christ. Just because the world is no longer celebrating Christmas, we do every day. Amen. Thank you, Brother Glenn. We'll get it right next time. Thank you, brother. And that's good. That's okay. Now, first Sundays of every month, we call them family services. And the children and the teachers stay in. The nursery is still available if anybody needs a nursery to go and take care of. All the other Sundays, we have classes for the children at this time and the youth, and they go to those classes. But this morning, we have something, again, special. So all the children that are ages whatever, all the way up through about 9, would you come up front? Pastor's got something special for you all today. Would you all just come up here? All the children, come on up. Come on up. Come on up and sit down. Come on up and sit down. You know how a pastor does his little thing. Oh, wow, good. Got some new ones. Glad to have y'all. Just find you a place. Move some of these things out of the way. Here we go.